Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, I was slightly distracted because I decided to get my Raspberry Pi computer, my old one, and then I've worked out where I can put it in the house and set it up as a NAS and a media server, so I'm very much running updates on that at the moment, which means I've not really been paying that much attention to the radio, but I did a radio show, calm down, and we edited down some of the bits where we talk about some of the smaller news stories, and it sounded an awful lot like this. So, the list of stuff, we've actually got loads of stories to go through today. Not sure if any of them are any good. Something about Lulu? Nah, not going to do that one. The surprise party clip. I didn't get the clip. Oh, have you seen the thing online of the person who's interviewed on TV and ruins a surprise party? I've effectively ruined the clip for you. I've done exactly what she has. Okay, so we're not doing that story either. Something about darts and something about Kiwis. Yeah, it sounds like we could turn that into a show. This should be unsurprising news to anyone who's thought about it. Men are losing interest in women, as they'd rather date robot girlfriends, according to a psychologist. Blokes in the US have started romances with artificial intelligence partners. This is Dr. Gregory Chance, who's warned that some blokes are getting hooked on these cyber relationships. Of course they are. Because think about it. I've been using AI quite a lot recently, right? And at no point is it in a mood. At no point will it be holding, like, it doesn't bring back stuff from things you like rows you had 10 years ago. And now that they're putting these AI things in these robot girlfriends, look, we didn't think the future was going to be like this. We watched RoboCop and think that robots would have replaced policemen. Instead, well, we all know what they've replaced. And yeah, bring it on. Seems like a good idea. I know I'm meant to be appalled at that story, but it just seems like a great plan. How's your love life doing? We kind of covered Valentine's, obviously, last week. Plus, if you get my newspaper column, there's some stuff in there that could be handy. However, I might be wrong, because this news story poo-poos me. I've been poo-pooed. Forget flowers and chocolates. Modern romance means letting your partner pick the Deliveroo order. In a survey, more than 1 in 10 said surrendering takeaway choices was their top love gesture. Firstly, if that's your best love gesture, well, you pick, then well done for getting away with that. Plus also, no, you're wrong. Because one of the things that apparently I do that's annoying is being agreeable. Because my other half will say, what takeaway do you fancy? And I'll say, oh, I'm all right with either of them. And she'll say, well, we'll just pick one, as if it's my responsibility now. I remember with an ex, she used to do the same. I mean, I'm sure I am annoying. There's been a pattern there. But she always used to say, what do you fancy takeaway? And I'd say, I don't mind. And she'd say, well, why don't you pick one? I said, because I don't really care. And she'd say, why do I always have to make the decisions? Would you just pick one that you want? And I said, okay, let's have Chinese. And she'd say, no, I don't fancy Chinese. And she did it deliberately, so that all of a sudden, by that stage, I wanted Chinese. And then I didn't get it. So thankfully, we're not together now. Some health news, because people come to this show for health news. Look at me. It says here, a kiwi a day could keep COVID away, according to a new piece of research. A natural compound found in a kiwi, the pyroloquinoline. Yeah, there you go. PQQ is apparently it's really good for you. Now, here's the thing. Firstly, they mean the fruit. No, because if you listen to this show and it's like a kiwi a day is good for you, and you thought I meant like the people, it wouldn't make you any healthier, and the number of air miles you would rack up. If anything, being on a plane that much means you'd definitely catch some sort of a cold. So you're welcome. The people of Norfolk, I have a complaint about you. People in Norfolk, in Norwich, eat more baked beans than anywhere else in the UK, according to what is probably the most pointless survey ever. A poll found that 44% of people from Norwich eat a lot of baked beans. Now, the reason I don't like this is, you know, we are here, yes, on the tip of Essex, but still, adjacent county, well, through Suffolk. But between us and Norwich, there are like no hills. So if they build up enough wind, if they deign to aim it in this direction, we're going to end up, you'll be like, has Norwich just broken wind? And we'll get it. So we need to look into this. You know the Chuckle Brothers? The Chuckle Brothers are in the news. Well, obviously only one of them. It says here that Paul says that he's finally managed to banish a toilet flushing ghost that's been tormenting him at home. Now, if this is true, and it's not, but if it's true, don't you feel sorry for that ghost? Some ghosts are poltergeists, some ghosts, you know, will haunt mansions. Imagine spending eternity flushing a Chuckle Brothers toilet. I don't know what you did in life that's your penance, but that you've done wrong. You're a wrong'un. But also, it's not true because it's just not, is it? What bothers me the most about this story, right, so remember the bits we've got here. It's a Chuckle Brother and there's a ghost that flushes a toilet. How is the headline not to pee to poo? Because that's not what they went with, so I'm very upset. Quick hit on this news story that we definitely need to know. Protesters in skimpy swimsuits staged a Free the Peach demonstration after a call to ban thongs from Australian beaches. A protest where there's loads of ladies wearing... all power to your elbow. Wait a minute, that's not an elbow. I always get those two confused. There's a lovely story in the news about the cost of living. We always have to deal with the cost of living crisis. Electricity... ooh, it's expensive. These days, Dr. Frankenstein just wouldn't bother. Although it was lightning, wasn't it? I suppose it was free. But the clothes horse is coming, making a comeback because of the cost of tumble dryers. The electricity, I mean, tumble dryers have always been pretty tasty in terms of how much they use. And now people are going back to the aerer. I never left. I've been always using aerers because it seems like a waste of money. I know tumble dryers make your towels come out feeling, but paying your bill afterwards makes you feel, so it levels out, doesn't it? I will say this. Don't use an aerer if, like me, you have a 2-year-old toddler. Because every item I put on there, he takes off, puts it back in the laundry basket. If I don't clock him doing that, I could spend a good day there thinking, I don't know how many clothes I've washed, but I'm not going to get this done before daylight. We'll file this one under just my favourite news story because of how stupid it is. A plumber was caught on camera wrestling a cat into a client's house. Already that's pretty stupid, isn't it? I feel sorry for tradespeople, because now you get caught on camera all the time. And he was trying to cram a cat back into the house. That's because the owner, she warned him, don't let the cat out. But he did. So the cat was out, he went and got the cat, crammed it back in. And the real kick of this story is, when the owner looked at the footage, she realised that wasn't her cat. So this plumber went around someone's house. She said, don't let the cat out. He accidentally lets the cat out and just replaces it with a different cat. That's the same kind of thing that parents do when your goldfish dies, but not, but far worse. Darts. Not that long ago, we were talking a lot about darts. Isn't it weird how swiftly the news moves? Like a handful of weeks ago, we were talking about Luke Littler and the post office. And now no one's mentioning the Horizon scandal at all, and the darts has moved on with this story. A dart star has been accused of stinking the stage out by breaking wind. Ron Millenkamp was accused of tactically trumping during the matches to try and put his opponent off. Just leave one of those, you know, chemical warfare. And this is why I don't really have a lot of sympathy for this story. Sorry to be harsh, but I'm going to be. If ever there's a sport where you look at the people who play it and you think, I bet they're gassy. It just is, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like 100 metres people, probably not. But they're kind of, not that I'm saying all darts players are rotund, but the ones that are, they could blow a birthday cake out from across the room. Do you know what I think? Is it just me? I've been reading a lot about Megan Fox. There's some scandalous stuff online about her children, but we'll stick to this one. Megan Fox admitted that she looks like an expensive... how does one say this in polite company? Adult doll. Because there are people online who've been saying harsh things about her, but she says the actress, 37, was mocked after photos emerged of her partying. But she said, because she's had some plastic surgery... she hit back saying, turns out I was just a shadowy cell. It was just a shadowy cell phone pic of me looking a bit like a blow up doll. And it says, when in reality, I look like one of those super expensive silicon real dolls. That's a great way, isn't it, to give yourself a compliment. Kind of, I look like an expensive doll. But yeah, I think that let other people judge that one, Megan. I've been writing a lot on various websites and newspaper columns about how apparently Generation Z are the least romantic. They're not even getting it on as much. Then I open the newspapers and see this. Kippers are making a comeback, and it's the young generation who are the biggest fans. So at least we've solved that riddle. Right, we're just about done. Didn't get to cover these stories. New research has found that 1.8 million people have, it says fallen in love with their electricians, but basically they just mean had sex with a tradesman. 6% of those having home repairs said they fell in love with workmen on the job. But then they, some of this, and I don't blame you. If I were an attractive woman and I was a bit like, oh, do you know what? I've got two problems in my life right now. One is the dishwasher. The other is, you know what I mean? Why not? No one's harmed in this story. I say it's absolutely fine. At least leave a good review. That's what I would say. On trusted trades. But actually, they're not really trustworthy. You wouldn't trust them, but do leave a good review on Yelp. Is that a thing? Dancing on Ice star Greg Rutherford says his fiancé isn't worried about his chemistry with his skating partner. Now, this is technically not a strictly curse one. And we've talked about this on the podcast before. It's not a curse, is it? It's great. You go on a TV show and you leave your current partner and have lots of sex with a really fit dancer. How is that a curse? But the idea that your partner is up for it is a curse. If you're in a relationship and your partner says, no, go on that show where you're probably going to leave me, they already want to get you out the door. They just don't want to do the dumping themselves. And there's a story about Lulu, but we can't be bothered. They're dumb. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. I'm back off to try and... Me Raspberry Pi is running an update, and it's taking forever. But eventually I'm going to install the network accessible storage server and then try and get the media one up and running. Ugh! More on that news thread if you subscribe to this podcast. Hear how I've already set it up so that I don't need to even be near the Raspberry Pi. I've got the SSH tunnel sorted, so I can just... This is what I love about that. You can use a Windows machine to connect SSH to a Linux machine, and you use, even though it's just a command prompt, you have to use Linux terminal codes. Oh, feel sexy. What are you looking at me like that for? Everyone needs a hobby. Shut up. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost daily.